Guys, good afternoon. This is Dr. Mohammad Firoz Alam, Department of English, BN College, Bhagalpur. Today, I would like to talk about Dryden's concept of three unities. The concept of three unities, which the French Renaissance dramatists regarded as gospels, and which the English Renaissance dramatists violated mercilessly, include the unity of time, place, and action. The unity of action reads that the plot of a drama should have a single line of action with no unnecessary scenes. The unity of time implies that the time period encompassed by the action should not exceed one revolution of the sun. The unity of place refers that the action of a drama must be set in a particular locale. In an essay of dramatic poetry, the concept of three unities find vivid expression through a debate discussion among critics, Eugenius and Neander. While critics overrates the ancients for their adherence to three unities, Neander, Dryden's mouthpiece, defends its violation by the moderner, especially by Shakespeare. Christ says that the three unities ought to be observed in ever regular play. He notes the unity of time, the comprehend in 24 hours, the compass of a natural day, or as near as it can be contrived, the play must be realistic, since it is to be thought the nearest limitation of nature, whose plot or action is confined within that time. According to him, the ancients were also wise in conforming to the unity of place. The stage being one place, it is unnatural to conceive it a many and those far distant from one another. He admits that painted scenes might help the audience to imagine the same stage as several places, yet it still carries the great likelihood of truth if those places be supposed so near each other as in the same town or city. Christ commends the French for strictly following the unity of place. If the act begins in a garden, a street or chamber, it is intended in the same place and that you may know it to be the same. The stage is so supplied with persons that it is never empty all the time. As the unity of action, Christ pointed out that two actions equally driven on by the writer would destroy the unity of the play. There may be underplots, but should be subservient to the main plot. Dryden's own views are expressed in the Prasanna of Neander, who admits the regularity of the French plays, but asserts the superior lavalence and unrivaled variety of the English plays, which would not have been possible if the English dramatist had followed the unities of time and place. He says that the unity of action is not infringed by the introduction of a large number of persons and events, since all tend to be united into a whole. Moreover, the fusion of comic and tragic is not at odds with a totality of impression, for mirth cannot destroy pity and fear. The neoclassical adherence to the unity of place is Neander thinks due to the inability of our fancy to think the stage as the representation of different places. He defends this violation by saying that the variation of the painted scene can contribute to the imagination that they are different places. The conviction that a long span of time cannot be concentrated into the brief duration of the play, gives birth to the unity of time. Meander safeguards the violation of this law by saying that the long duration can be maintained by making sure that one act does not take time out of proportion to the time taken by the remaining time. Keeping in mind the time, my dear friend, I would like to conclude in few more lines. The concept of the three unities as fleshed out by Dryden points out to his liberal classicism, distinguished from the orthodox views of Ben Jonson, Pope and others. Though he was a new classicist, he was not as prejudiced as Ben Jonson. This is mainly because Dryden's aesthetic vision was not clouded by his critical observation. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.